This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. Alhamdulillah, we're doing a juz a day. And we're at juz number 26. Walillahi alhamd. Juz number 26 begins with Surah Al-Ahqaf. And Surah Al-Ahqaf is a surah that begins with the majesty of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And an evidence of this is the intricacy of the heavens and the earth and the beauty of it. And the concept of Zukhruf is, it means the beautification, the ornament of it. And the heavens and the earth are full of the ornament of the stars and the constellations in the sky. Allah speaks about the truthfulness of this revelation and the truthfulness of the one who has received it, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as its conveyor. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions the importance of our parents in our life, to be dutiful to them, not to be dishonoring to them, and not to be from those who turns away from them unjustly. Allah speaks about Surah Al-Ahqaf, which were the people of Hud, and Allah speaks about them being deprived of the blessings that they would have received had they not strayed from the path of prophethood and prophecy. And therefore you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ties our spiritual state with our material state. And that's one of the underlying themes of this surah. How you are with Allah determines very much also how you will be in your terms of your contentment and prosperity, in your joyfulness, success, as well as happiness. Allah speaks about the unseen creation, the jinn, and that they are from those who were able to rationalize, understand, and follow the Qur'an, that they're obligated to it. They were able to debate with the Prophet ﷺ, and after a sitting or two, they were able to accept from it. Some of them were accepting, and others were rejecting. And they are from those who come in belief, and others who turned away in disbelief. The surah ends with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inviting us to be from those who have a love of the Qur'an, a practice of it, to be from the people of belief who command what is good and fulfill it, and who abstain from what is evil and order others to observe patience and to be distanced from it. It's a way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inviting us to the truth of Jannah and its reality through our good conduct, and to protect ourselves from the punishment of the day of judgment. And may Allah protect us from the punishment of hellfire. And Allah says that eventually there is a compensation for those who are righteous, and there is a retribution for those who are sinful. Surah Muhammad, which is the next surah, it's also referred to as Surah Al-Qital, meaning warfare. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here speaks about the battle against the unbelievers in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah says to stand up for that which is true, for that which is just, and to not turn your back away in fear, to confront adversity, to speak truth to power, to be from a person who's willing to risk everything at the bequest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save, even if it is but one soul, and that which is moral and true. It's a very powerful surah in that sense. Contains also in it descriptions of rewards for the believers on the Day of Judgment, almost as if it's an inspiration in terms of the rivers of Jannah and the happiness of Jannah. And it speaks about, juxtaposed to it, contrasted, is the punishment that sets await for the people of lacking faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes those who come away from truth after knowing it as being people of desire, that they follow their hawa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this. One of the special interest groups mentioned in the surah in particular often are the hypocrites. And Allah speaks about some of their traits, that they turn away from battle when they should be defending truth. They spread mischief amongst the ranks of the believers. They turn away from evidences that are found in the book and in the tradition, as if they're deaf and blind to them. They do not pay attention to the statements of the Qur'an. They are from those who are willing to engage in the footsteps and follow the traps of the shaitan. They have far-fetched fantasies and find it very difficult to accept the realization of the omnipotence and power of Allah. In the sum, they are those who have zayg, a disease in their heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks about the power of the believers. And the description of them comes at the very powerful way. Allah says that they are those who obey Allah. They are those who listen to the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They do not lose heart, and they're not weak or cowardly. They will be those who are rewarded fittingly by Allah on the Day of Judgment. And they are those who limit their disobedience of Allah, even though they may fall prey to it at one point or another. And Allah warns us at the very end of the surah that if we disobey Allah, that He will replace us with a people other than us who will not disobey Him in that regard. The very next surah is Surah Al-Fath, meaning the conquest and the opening for you, O Muhammad. إِنَّ فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا. It's in the past tense that it's already been given to you, although the conquest had not yet happened. And here Allah speaks about His victory, and it's a very hopeful, joyful surah. And that the, fear not, O believers, the outcome is always going to be in favor of those who work righteous deeds and do that which is pleasing to Allah. Allah speaks about the blessing of faith and answering the concerns of the believers, cools their heart. Allah speaks about the treaty of Al-Hudaybiyah and the incident of Al-Hudaybiyah, where the Prophet ﷺ made a pact with the Sahaba, 1300 of them, under the shade of a tree, Bay'at al-Ridwan, in Al-Hudaybiyah, to avenge Uthman radiallahu anhu, who was falsely stated that he had been killed and assassinated by Quraysh. And Allah says, radiallahu anhum wa radu an, that Allah was pleased with the Sahaba and they were pleased with him. And that's a seal of approval to that pious, blessed generation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. And Surah Al-Hujurat ends with mention of the Prophet ﷺ, Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ And those who are with him, the collection of the Sahaba, who Allah already established, radiallahu anhum wa radu an, that they are those who are strict in their fulfillment of the truth and pushing back against the aggression of the unbelievers at the time. And they are those who have rahmah and humility and compassion amongst them as a cohesive. May Allah join us with him and all of them in Jannatul Firdaus. Allahumma ameen. The next surah is Surah Al-Hujurat, which means the chambers. And it refers to an incident, it begins where a man was calling out the name of the Prophet ﷺ, and people used to just call out, Ya Muhammad, Ya Muhammad. They didn't have the respect and etiquette that they should have had with the Prophet ﷺ. So Allah says, لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ. Don't elevate your voice above the voice of the Messenger Muhammad ﷺ. وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ. And don't be loud in your address to him the way you are with each other. This is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The surah is about social ethics and social behaviors. It speaks about the importance of being careful with some of the great sins that a lot of people fall into. Gossip, backbiting, slander, vilifying others, a brother accusing another brother, fighting with each other. It speaks about what it is to have the character of a believer. It speaks about the reprehensible nature of racism. And it speaks about Allah guiding to faith those who seek it and those who turn to it with a pure heart. And Allah says to, when we speak with the Prophet, etiquettes with the Prophet ﷺ, to not go before he, go in a place he hasn't gone, which teaches us not to enter into bid'ah and heresy and so on. It's not to call out to him with rude statements and not to mock each other. Allah says then about general ethics, not to mock each other, not to pick faults with each other, not to spy on each other, not to use bad names and nicknames to each other that are disliked, to avoid suspicion, to avoid backbiting, to be noble in the treatment of one another. At the end of it, to recognize, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ, the most virtuous of you in the sight of God is he who is righteous and has piety. The final surah of the chapter is Surah Qaf of this juz number 26. Surah Qaf, which is a singular letter, it speaks about the signs that are found in this world. And Allah speaks about different things like the heavens and the earth, the vegetation, water, dead land. Allah speaks about different prophets who preceded us, Nuh and the people of Ra, Ashab al-Rassi wa Thamun, the people of Ad, Fir'aun, Lut. All of these are people, Ashab al-Aika. All of these are nations that are mentioned by Allah as being given as evidence to us not to stray away from a path of truth. And then Allah gives us the second part of the surah, which reminds us of our mortality. وَجَاءَتْ سَقْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. The pain of death comes with its reality. Now I'm going to be questioned. And Allah ends the surah by letting us know that Jahannam will be filled, but we can escape it if we give our attention to the Qur'an, if we recite it, and we practice its teaching. The veil of truth will be removed from our hearts so we can accept it. Ask Allah to accept it from us. Allahumma ameen. This is your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. This was the tafsir of Juz number 26, where Surah Qaf and the beginning of Surah Al-Dhariyat begin it. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.